Everyone has a story to tell. What's yours? Welcome to the Around the World podcast. I'm your host, Dan Perry. Do you enjoy hearing tales of world adventure? Would you like travel advice from those who know the road well? Maybe you want to embark on a journey of your own, and you just need a bit of motivation to get started. You'll find all of that and more in the Around the World podcast. My guest for today is June. He has a really interesting story. He grew up in Seoul, South Korea, and really had a go-get-em attitude toward life. He worked his way up in a big company and was making a lot of money. He had a great life, but he wasn't happy. And he decided to give it all up and try to find his way. And that led him to, well, many parts of the world. And eventually he ended up in this little town called Shangri-La in northern Yunnan province in China, where he opened up a hostel called Tavern 47. And that's where I met him. So we sat around the fireplace and had a really nice chat about his life story and what brought him here. So without any further ado, please welcome June. What a wonderful day we're having here in Shangri-La. It's blue skies.
Very blue sky today, yeah. You are lucky.
We're lucky?
Yeah.
It's not normally blue sky?
Winter time, normally blue sky, but yesterday snowing.
Snowing, yeah.
Finally, very good weather.
This kind of reminds me of home, actually, because it's really cold.
Yeah,
cold. I'm from Wisconsin. It's a very cold place.
Yeah.
And we're sitting around a stove here, wood fire stove.
Yeah.
And staying warm.
Mm.
Kind of just looking outside. And yeah, it's a wonderful winter day.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit high elevation here, right?
Yeah, Shangri-La is 3,200 meters.
Yeah, that's up there. That's like the level of Cusco, I think, which is known to be a very high city. That's probably 11,000 feet.
Yeah, it's a very special city.
Yeah, I could notice it yesterday when I went with Katie up to a temple.
Mm-hmm.
And walking up the stairs, I got tired very quickly.
Yeah, it's like breath of is like hard. So some guests have altitude sickness.
Oh, you've had that? Guests have had altitude sickness?
Yeah, like Asia people.
Yeah.
Usually Asia people came to Shangri-La and then headache, and then sometimes throw up, and then
wow,
yeah, and then so if some feeling is not good, don't take a shower.
Oh, is that right?
Mm.
Oh, okay, that helps. Or the shower hurts you, or
yeah, like if take a shower, your inside body 80% warm temperature go out.
Oh, got it. Okay,
and then usually catch a cold, and then feeling really bad.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
And so how long have you lived here?
Shangri-La 7 years and Lijiang 1 year, so totally 8 years.
8 years in China?
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
In Korea.
Yeah, from Seoul?
Yeah, from Seoul.
Big city?
Yeah, open Gangnam style.
You're from Gangnam?
Yeah, I stayed in Gangnam. I work in Gangnam and I stayed, yeah.
Yeah, I walked through that neighborhood a couple months ago. It was crazy. There are so many people there.
Yeah, Korea, Seoul is very busy, capital.
Yeah.
So 10 million people stay there.
Ah, so big. One of the biggest cities in the world.
I don't think so, but
no?
But we are a very small country.
Yeah.
So feel is more lot of people.
Mm. Sure, it does. So... Mm. What made you want to leave?
Why?
You grew up in Seoul.
Yeah, yeah, but moved to countryside, yeah.
Yeah? You just didn't like the city?
City is... I feel it's money is important.
Yeah.
I study university and master's course and then find a job and then get a good salary and then... But I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And then I don't like competition.
And there's a lot of that in Korea, huh?
Yeah, it's Korea life is every time competition start from child.
Yeah.
So My child is only studying. They don't have a free time.
Oh, children do?
Yeah.
Children are always studying?
Like after school, they go to like a private lesson or like go to academy and then until 10 p.m.
Yeah, it just seems so crazy to me. They have no life.
Yeah, but my generation is like we play with a friend and then...
Yeah.
But now young generation is very sad.
Oh, a lot has changed.
Yeah, yeah, big changing.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I am 39, but 40 soon.
Well, I'm 38, so we're almost the same age. So we grew up in the 80s.
But American country age and Korean age is different.
Oh, yeah, how is that?
Like, Korea is like mom has a baby and start counting.
Yeah.
So, and mom born baby... Already get one age.
So you're 1 year old when you're born.
Yeah, and
in
then
Korea.
First January get a one age.
First of January.
Yes.
Okay.
So okay. So end of December, born baby.
Yeah.
Next day.
Yeah.
How old is this baby?
So now they're two.
Two.
2 years old.
Yes, 2 years.
Even though they're only outside of the womb for one day.
So now I'm Korea is 40.
Oh, Korean age is 40.
40, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then China and like America, like 30, 39.
Yeah.
And then, but like 1st January, I am 41.
Oh, okay. So everybody's birthday in Korea.
No birthday, like 1st January.
Just 1st of January.
Yeah, so we are like Happy New Year, we get one age.
Oh, okay.
I think this rule is like only Korea in the world.
Okay. It's interesting. Someone was explaining to me that for example, when you're... How old do you have to be to drink alcohol in Korea?
19? 19. 20? 19?
Oh.
I forget, but I started 17.
You start a little younger.
Yeah.
But everybody becomes legal on the same day then.
Oh, yeah.
If you're from that year.
I say 20. 20 can drinking legal.
Okay. Because in...
A Korean age, 20.
Korean age 20, so Western age 19.
19, yes.
Okay. Because in America, it's 21.
Uh-huh.
And if you're born like in May or June,
uh-huh.
a lot of your friends who are your age are born the previous year in August or September.
Yeah.
So they're allowed to drink for like 9 months, and you're still not allowed to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you've got this period where the people who are your age are going out to the bars if you're a little younger.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Yeah.
But in Korea, it sounds like everybody's the same day.
Yeah, it's Korea is like, agriculture is very special.
Agriculture?
Yes. Like number two drunken people in the world. It's like our society.
Oh, alcohol culture.
Yeah, alcohol. Okay. So like when we like a relationship with a friend or like a business, first we drinking alcohol.
Okay, so it's similar to China then, right?
Like, yeah, but China is similar, but Chinese don't too much drinking alcohol. But Korean is after drunk, we checking.
Okay, so
how can change it and how was personality like this one?
So you have to get drunk in order to know somebody. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. And then Korea is only same age can make a friendship.
Only the same age.
Yeah,
right. I think I learned this too in Korea that there's. I don't really understand, but the language has different words.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have the polite word.
Polite word. Okay.
It's like young people like used to a polite word to old people.
Okay.
And they also like respect. So like if we to get drinking alcohol, like young people used to two hand.
Oh, okay.
And the old people use only one hand.
And that's a respect thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then usually old people pay money.
Oh, they pay for everything?
Yeah.
Ah, got it. So if you don't want to pay anything, you just go with people who are older than you.
And then respect, and then free meal. Yeah, it's good.
And free meal.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure it's not, the people don't abuse it like that, do they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What if you're older, is there a different word you use for younger people?
Yeah, it's not a polite word, but not very bad.
Okay.
Yeah, so just respect some word.
Yeah. So you have words for people who are older, words to address people who are younger and then the same age.
Yeah.
And
but before drinking alcohol, old people also used polite word.
Oh, okay.
But after drinking alcohol, meaning is like we are like make a more close relationship. So they used like more another word.
Mm. So interesting.
Yeah, it's only Korea culture.
Yeah, only Korea. I mean, I've lived in China for 2.5 years now, and a lot of the cultural things are so different than American culture.
Mm,
but it sounds like Korean culture is even more like the more strict or more different.
We have a 5,000 years of history.
Yeah, so much.
Mm.
That was another thing I noticed in Korea is I start saying anything about American history, and people say, "Oh, you only have 200 years of history. It's nothing.
Yeah.
5,000 years.
Yeah. Huh. So you American people like hero, like Wonder Woman, Superman.
Yeah, right, superheroes.
But like Korea, we like traditional, like history peoples.
Oh, traditional heroes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I saw those turtle boats. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? The turtle boat where it has spikes on top.
Yeah.
Those look so cool.
It's Gabuksan.
Korean language.
Gabuksan.
Gabuksan. And it shoots cannonballs out of its mouth.
Oh yeah.
That looks so cool.
Yeah, this one is really good. And then, but I don't want to talking about like history with like Japan and Korea. So
there's a lot
this
of tension.
This one is like we want defense.
Yeah,
defense. So we made this one.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in how you got to China though. So you didn't you said before you didn't like your job or you just too much stress.
Yeah.
So then what did you do?
Like people, I wanted. A really success man. So I didn't meet a friend and then just working very hard. And then like when I 28, I got a good income, like $140,000 per year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Not enough 20s. For me before.
Not enough. Still.
I wanted like 10 million. Yeah, $10 million, like until 39 age.
That was your goal? To have 10
million? I wanted.
Yeah.
But I try and I just get $140,000 per year and then I understand I can't.
Huh.
And then, I want to go opposite way.
Hmm.
Don't looking for money, just I'm looking for my happiness.
Awesome,
And then, so when I walk in Korea, money is like level.
Level of money.
How much you have money, and then my level is like low or middle or high. Do you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And then.
So what was it? $140,000 a year is a low level. It's a high level.
Yeah, it's good life.
It's good life. Yeah.
Good car. Yeah. Good German car.
Yeah.
And then one night, like $1,000 drinking alcohol, no problem.
Really?
Yeah,
whoa.
No problem. And then enjoy me, and then party, and then, but stress.
That's the Gangnam style?
Yeah, and then I don't want more stress, and then I wanted to find my way.
Okay.
And then I've been to backpack traveling in South Asia. And then I've been to Kochang Island. It's like the biggest island in Thailand.
Okay.
And then I met one Austrian couple in Europe,
Okay.
And then they are very, very good friend. We together travel 15 days. Okay. It's not travel. It's just we stay bungalow in guest house. It's my neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a bungalow on the beach.
Yeah. And then I couldn't speak English, just I drawing painter or like body language.
Yeah.
But we are really, really close friend. And then
it's amazing when you travel how quickly you can become friends with people.
Oh, yeah, but they're also a very good person.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't forget them, do you know?
Okay.
They always stay in my heart. But we can't meet, but okay.
Yeah.
It's I can't forget, really, forever.
Wow, mm-hmm. Yeah, lifelong friends.
Yeah, and then I asked them, when will you come back hometown? They usually find a job because they already took 3 years backpack traveling in the world.
It's a long time.
Yeah, and then they say, no problem. We are still young. We can do everything. So, wow, good.
So that taught you a lesson then?
Best huh? answer. Yeah. Because I wanted more go to high position, at the company. But they say they can do everything. So I'm thinking about my life. What do I like now?
Yeah.
Now. So I just want talking with them more.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I want to learn English.
Oh, and you knew zero English at the time?
Zero. Because I studied design. I don't need I don't need English before.
Yeah.
And then I got a mastery course also, game knowledge, game marketing, like a game.
Like video games?
Everything. Oh, every okay. games, like MMORPG, like arcade game, like okay. Everything. And then, so I don't need English, so really bad. And then, okay, I want to talk with them again.
Yeah.
So, okay, I practice English, and then so I've been to England.
Oh, you went to England?
Yeah, stay for 1 year.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm Oxford 4 months, Cambridge 4 months, London 4 months, like traveling. I moved to center.
Oh, so did you study in these places or formally?
Yeah, 4 months, 4 months, 4 months, different place, studying English.
Oh, okay.
Like traveling.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I love all place. And then I met a lot of international friends.
Sure, yeah.
It's like a good experience. And then that time I understand, we are different culture.
Yes.
Different culture. And for example, after midnight, we had a party, drinking alcohol. But yeah. After midnight, only two country people still drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Korean and Spanish.
Korean and Spanish.
Because Spain also, they drinking until morning.
Yeah, they start at, 2 in the morning.
But Korea is no problem.
Right.
Yeah, so we enjoy. Salud.
Yeah, salud.
Now, I met a lot of good international friend in England.
Awesome.
And then I wanted the MBA course. Yeah.
Okay.
This meaning is like again.
So you were going to go back into the old life.
Yeah. Because I need the money.
It's still pulling you in, huh?
Because I stay in England without jobs. So
and you're out
I
of
just
money.
Spend the money. But England is quite expensive.
Very expensive.
But I'm smoker, and then I'm drunken people,
And cigarettes are very expensive.
Very expensive.
Right?
Yeah. So I spend a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
But I think I got some money from cigarette.
You got some money from
cigarette what? Business.
From selling them, or
I had a nigger secret business. I bought a duty cigarette from Korea.
Yeah,
it's duty cigarette, and then 90% without tax, I can get a cigarette.
Okay,
and then usually that time is 8 years ago. Price is I bought 1.2 pounds. For one small pack.
Okay.
And then, but 6 pounds, more than 6 pounds is England price.
Okay.
So I sold 3.5 pounds. And I can eating a double cheeseburger. So I got 10,000 pounds.
From selling cigarettes.
Yeah.
Wow.
10,000 pounds is good.
I guess that's going to happen when you have such high taxes on something. There's going to be a black market.
A black market.
That
this
comes
is a black
up.
Market, yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And
but
then,
there was no trouble with this ever?
Yeah, no.
With the law? With
no
police?
Problem. It's, no problem. Because my school student
yeah.
About me. by me. So,
yeah, okay.
And then I bring cigarette and walking on the street, I found some smoker.
Yeah.
Hey, smoker, how much did you buy your cigarette?
Yeah.
Around 6 pounds. Hey, this is from Korea. It's good quality. And yeah. Only 3.5 pounds.
Yeah.
So you try. And then if they want, if you want more, please you text me. I can send the yours.
Yeah.
And okay. I have customers.
You built a lot of customers.
Yes.
Huh. Mm. And that helped you to survive in England,
where
the prices are so high.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Mm. Because 10,000 pounds is not small money, do you know?
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah. So you stayed there for a year.
Yeah.
And then did you do the MBA program?
No.
No? No. What happened?
Finally, I got a... Cost price, cost, wow, crazy expensive,
yeah.
25,000 pounds per year. I don't know now, but that time.
Eight years ago. Yeah.
And then I need eating, flat, accommodation, transportation piece, so I need a double price.
Yeah.
So 50,000 pounds per year.
Mm-hmm.
And then my English writing is terrible, so okay. I need a 2 years.
Okay.
So 100,000 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And then really big money.
That's a lot of money.
So yeah. I'm thinking, why?
Yeah.
Want this studying? Why?
And
why?
That's just why? To get a good job and make more money?
Yeah,
and,
comfortable and, job yeah. and then more high salary. And then, but I just want I'm happiness.
Yes.
So which one? I get a happiness. I'm thinking more.
Yeah.
Ah, I like eating food.
Yeah.
Okay, this money used for eating food.
Okay.
And then, okay, bye-bye, England, and then come back Korea.
Huh.
Mm.
Wow, that's a huge decision, but it's really cool that you think of it that way. That
yeah.
That, happiness is more important.
Yeah, that time I was 31.
Yeah.
31. And then, when I stay in Korea, I wanted to enter the company again. I want to change position, global marketing.
Okay.
But they want some test score.
Okay.
Business English.
Yeah.
And then it's very. I studied. 2 months something, 1 month something, but I got only middle score and then I can't enter the company.
Okay.
And then, but I don't want to come back before same position.
Yeah.
My position was service marketing.
Okay.
Service marketing.
Yeah.
So after I talked to my mom, so I want to go to around the world trip.
Uh-huh.
Why? You are not young. So no, mom, I'm still young. I can do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Austria couple teach me.
So they really inspired you then.
Yeah, if I didn't met them, I couldn't change my life.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. And then, mom, I don't know my way, so I want to find. So, okay, I go to around the world trip, and then... If I meet a good female, or if I find a business item, I'm not sure, but I must get one thing and then come back home. Oh, son, good sound. You go.
Ah.
But, mom, I don't have money. Because my money will spend money to England.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay, how much you need money? 1,500 a month.
Yeah,
monthly. So... Okay, Jun, you go. Mm.
And then she could help you with that.
Yeah, right? Because my mom want to. I find a happiness. So my mom always tell me you can do it everything, and then you go to travel, and then my mom is now 73.
Okay,
she say now you are young. So your body is healthy. You can go to traveling a lot of place. My mom every time talk to life.
Yeah.
My mom say life is only one time.
Yeah,
right. So enjoy is most important.
That's great.
Yeah. And then my mom say, please don't looking for money. Mm. If you don't looking for money follow you.
Ah, okay.
And then you can spend, and then you can enjoy with your money.
Yeah.
Mm. But if you just looking for money, every time, no happy, stress again.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot, alcohol.
That's right.
She says this one is a broken life.
Yeah.
So please enjoy. And then, okay, she say like balance is important. Mm-hmm. So like you're working like 11 months, and then like 1 month is like go to traveling. Mm-hmm. Like take a rest and then see like a new culture and the new peoples and then like get another synergy and then and then come back and then you can work in another 11 months.
Okay. Mm. That's what she thought was a good way to do it? Or is that what you thought?
Yeah. So now I go to travel once a year, like 1 month, for 1 month.
Oh, okay. You do that now. Mm. Yeah. Did you go on your round the world trip?
People actually, I wanted to go around the world trip.
Yeah.
But my friends say we go to Kunming.
Kunming in China.
Yes. So why Kunming? Yeah. He say, drinking is a cheap price. drinking is a cheap price. And then, we go. And then we stay 5 days in Kunming. We drank 200 bottles of beer.
Just you and your friend?
Yeah.
100 bottles each. 20 each day.
It's normal in Korea.
Before, it's normal?
Yeah. Before I drink more than 30 bottles.
Oh, man.
When I'm young, 20s. But now I can't. Like, Shangri-La is high altitude.
Yeah.
So I can drink in, like, maximum 15 bottles.
Oh, that's all. Just 15.
No, like, whiskey is, like, 2 bottles.
That's a lot still.
Huh? Yeah, but now it's getting old, so I can't drink a lot. So sometime drinking, not too much now.
Yeah, okay.
And then my friend and I, we stay 5 days in Kunming and then move to Dali. And then drinking again. And then move to Lijiang.
Okay.
And then we've been to Tiger Pingoli trekking.
Yeah, that's where we just were.
How can we trekking there? We are too much drinking alcohol, do you know?
Yeah, right.
So we are, they have a 28 band.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a section.
Hardest to play.
Hardest part of it. It's just straight uphill and back and forth 28 times.
Yeah, and then. My friend and I like almost fighting. Why you want to come here? And then you drinking more.
Yeah.
And then finally, actually our plan doesn't want to visit Shangri-La.
Mm. Mm.
But we met one British girl, and then she say she want to go to Shangri-La because she working for charity.
Okay.
For 2 months.
Yeah.
So, how many hours? Oh, only 2 hours. Okay, Fred, we go. Shangri-La, new place. Yeah, we go.
2 hours a day and everything's paid for?
No, from Tiger Pingoji.
Oh, 2 hours bus trip.
By car. Right. So,
okay.
And then, Shangri-La, Yeah, and then very quiet, and then blue sky and the fresh air.
Yeah, so fresh here.
And then Tibetan culture.
Yes.
Yeah, here is Tibetan culture and the different peoples, and then, and then we're drinking again. And then, but high altitude place.
Yes.
We can't drink 20 bottles, do you know?
Yeah.
Like, 12 bottles, and, friend, I can't drink. Huh. What problem? And then, and then we stay first day just sleeping one night, and then second day, dinner time, we go to some restaurant.
Yeah.
And then we drink alcohol again there. And then I met one Tibetan guy. And then, nice to meet you. Oh, he spoke very good English because he stayed 5 years in India.
Ah, okay.
So he learned English from India, yeah. So
did you speak Chinese at this time?
No. I just know four languages, four words.
Four words, yeah.
Ni hao.
Yeah.
Like hello.
Yep.
And then duibuchi.
Okay.
I'm the early story.
Yeah.
Because I don't like a problem. So
yeah, you could use that one a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, xiexie is a thank you. Uh-huh. And then, this is important. 你真的漂亮.
Ah, are you?
You are so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. I already let.
Then you can talk to girls.
Not yet. Yeah. And then Tibetan guy is very good guy. He's still my best friend in China.
Okay.
Mm. And he live in Chengdu.
Mm. Okay.
And then we enjoy talking. And then I ask him. Mm. Okay, hey friend, I'm interested in Chinese girl.
Yeah.
Very good girl. I'm not playboy. But I can't speak Chinese language.
Right.
So, but I want a little bit beautiful girl. He say, okay, I believe your eyes.
Yeah.
And then we together go to Thai massage shop.
In Shangri-La.
In Shangri-La. Ooh. My wife worked there.
Ah.
And then she was manager. And then.
Oh, this is where you met your wife.
Yeah, and then I met her, and then I couldn't speak Chinese language, and then that time she couldn't speak English.
Okay.
So just to make her smiling. Hi, 你好.
Yeah.
And then, oh, 你真的漂亮. You are so beautiful, and then she make her smiling.
Yeah.
Do you know? She make her smiling. This meaning is finish.
Sometimes that's all you need.
And
love
then,
is a different language.
Yeah, I think so. But so, and the next day we eat a lunch, and then really can't communication. Just to make her smiling.
Yeah.
But I think her smiling is nearly natural. Natural smiling. So I guess she has a very good mind and a good heart.
Okay.
And then she say, I'm from country girl.
Yeah.
I don't have a money.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
So I say, you like money? No. I'm scared of money. I want you. I wanted to find a truly love, do you know?
Yeah.
Her talking is very impressive for me. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then we start. But I met one Korean student. He also stayed 1 month in Shangri-La.
Okay.
And then he's our like a translator.
Okay. Good.
But finally, he's speaking, he's thinking, not my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, he's not really translating anymore.
Yeah, he's speaking, he's thinking, not my thinking.
Right.
And then after 3 weeks, we are broken up.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Oh.
Because I have to extend the visa, and then I have to go.
Okay.
My friend, I say, okay, you go to Kunming, and you're waiting there. Mm-hmm. If impossible, we meet there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to try this girl. Okay, bye-bye, friend.
Yeah.
And then, finally, after 3 weeks, we are broken up.
Ah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's sad.
Mm. And then she say, you are foreigner guy.
Yeah.
So probably we are different culture.
Yes.
And then after 3 years, probably we are broken up.
Okay.
Probably she's scared our relationship.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, you are stupid. Korean guy is sometimes very good, sometimes very bad. But this time, I was really best guy.
Okay.
I never cheating you.
Yeah.
And then, okay, bye-bye.
Wow.
And then I've been to Lijiang.
Okay.
And then I found a hostel. And then after shower, I'm thinking more. And then I think she gave me very good every time, very helpful and then kindly. And then, so next thing in the morning, I come back Shangri-La again.
Oh, really? You came right back?
Yeah.
You realized that it wasn't very smart to break up, huh?
Yeah, and then come back Shangri-La, and then I met her, and then Korean guy is sometimes stupid, I'm sorry.
And did she forgive you right away?
And then I have some travel books, and then there have some Chinese language, and I give some one sentence to her.
Okay.
I'm sickness. I want to go hospital. And then she say, oh, really? Really? Okay, we together go to hospital. Yeah. But after I make a smile, I'm joking. And because I also shy, I come back again. So, but she start crying for like 1 hour.
What? Mm. Wow.
And then finally, she follow me. Mm. And then we together left from Shangri-La. Because people I'm interested in Dali.
In Dali?
Dali, yeah. Mm. And then there are Bai people place. Bai people.
Okay.
My wife from Nashi people.
She's Nashi.
Nashi, yeah. And so we went to Nashi, and then she checked everything, and then she said, oh, we can't get the money here.
Oh, is Dali mainly Nashi people?
There are Bai people.
More than one?
Or almost Bai people. Is they used Bai
language. Oh, that's a minority? The Bai people? Oh, that's their name. Okay.
And then, Nashi people used Nashi language.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can't communicate. But they used Yunnan language.
Okay.
They have another language.
A Yunnan language.
Yunnan dialogue, yeah.
Not Chinese, but Yunnan.
Yes. It's a similar Chinese language.
Oh, okay. Dialect.
Dialect, yeah. And then she said, oh, we couldn't get the money here, and then she doesn't understand Bai people talking.
Okay. Yeah. Mm,
so, okay. Okay, after 1 month, we meet again, Lijiang, we make a promise.
Yeah.
And I go to Korea because I want to bring my clothes and then, my computers, and then, and then come back, Lijiang, and then I met my wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then start terrible relationship.
Terrible?
Yeah.
What happened?
Different culture. Because Korean men, usually my generation, Korean men doesn't like house walking.
Okay.
Like washing dish.
Yeah.
Washing clothes, cleaning house. Korean men doesn't do it.
Okay.
It is my generation.
Yeah.
Young generation is changing now.
Okay.
Yeah. But Korean men go outside and they're working very hard and then get the money. And then all money give to wife. Mm. And then wife control everything.
Okay.
But actually, Nashi culture is similar.
Ah.
But she doesn't want.
Oh, she doesn't want to be a part of her culture.
Yes. Oh. And then she want I'm cooking. And I'm cleaning. And then I say, no, I don't want.
Yeah.
And then we are every time argument, big argument.
Yeah.
Sometimes she carry a bag and then go out. And then after 2 days, okay, please come, and then talking again. But finally, finally my parents worry about me. Yeah. So they visit to Lijiang.
Oh, okay.
And then my mom, same. Yeah. Do you know, my mom working, make her food and then cleaning. And then, so my wife, look at that. And then my wife changing.
This is a
real culture.
Okay.
Not fake, do you know?
Yeah, so she understood now why you didn't want to clean and cook.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mm. But my father like cleaning. It depends on person, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after we are more good relationship.
So things got better.
Yeah, I had some business in Lijiang. But quickly success.
What was
very quickly success business, good income. I made a massage shop on the Tiger Fingers trail.
Oh, on the trail.
That's a good idea. Good idea, I think so. Yeah, it's a better invest small money and then get a good money.
Sure, so many people are walking all
after,
day.
After trekking, they after want trekking, to massage and then.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. And then I had a guest house in Lijiang is a very good business, but too much people, and then it's like Korea life, do you know? Just looking for money.
Yeah, and Lijiang, it's interesting. The old city there looks old, but you can tell it's been rebuilt. And
And then too much people.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. My lot of foreigner guests say Lijiang is like a Disneyland.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
So they like Shangri-La. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, we just got here, but this looks much more authentic. It's really cool here.
Yeah.
I like this town.
And then I told my wife we moved to Shangri-La.
Okay.
There are no people, no Korean.
Yeah.
And then we start Shangri-La 7 years ago.
Yeah. Mm. And were you married yet?
And then we get married, we didn't have money, so we didn't have a wedding ceremony.
Ah.
So just register government.
Okay.
And then, that time, very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody doesn't have to us, so I collect bottle of beer on the street, recycle.
Recycling beer bottles.
Yeah. Yes, so I got only 5 yuan per day.
5 yuan per day?
Yeah.
Oh, so, it's very little.
Yeah, and then actually I had the money, but I waiting my time because I don't know this city.
Yeah, sure.
So first I know this city and then invest money.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So
and did your wife help you with that, getting to know the city?
But before I wanted my wife stay home, like a housewife.
Yeah, yeah.
But after 3 weeks, she can't stay home because she's from Nashi.
Yeah, yeah.
Nashi culture is a Nashi girl always working very hard.
Yeah.
And then take care of husband. Like a Korean man, Nashi girl is really opposite way.
Yeah, it's a matriarchal society, right?
Yeah.
It's like the women are in charge.
Yeah. We are really opposite.
Very opposite, Korean.
Like a macho style man and then like Nashi girl. And then Nashi girl is doesn't looking for a husband money.
Uh-huh.
Like independent. Hmm. So they're working lot of, really. Mm-hmm. Mm. And then, but I can't get the money. So sometimes she go to outside and then part-time jobs like massage. But before she worked the 5-star hotel and resort. But she go to like a small shop and then like 1 hour half. Massage, okay, yeah. And then she got like 50 yuan or 60 yuan.
Sure.
And then come back and then, but she bring some pork and then she make a Korea kimchi soup.
Oh, you taught her how? Or
People, my mom come.
Oh, when your
so
mom
my
came.
Mom teach to my wife.
Yeah,
because,
okay.
Yeah, Korean guy, eating is most important.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If Korean man is hungry, we are a stranger. And then, so she make a kimchi soup and then give me one beer and then I'm lot of crying.
Hmm.
And then I don't want to come back this time. We were happy, really happy.
Yeah.
With our money, you know?
Yeah.
No stress. Because nothing.
Yeah.
So no stress.
So you're crying because you're happy.
No, it's like sorry for wife.
Oh, you felt sorry for her. Okay.
Mm. Because he's not an intelligent guy. So I'm really sorry for my wife. But my wife say no problem. No problem. But I'm working very hard every time. So, and then I collect money and then money and then. But when I collect a bottle of beer, I've been to a lot of house. They want like renting house, and then I check the how much price.
Oh, so they put their bottles outside, and
yes,
and you look at how much it costs.
Yeah. So I entered this house, and then hi, owner, I'm from Korea. Uh-huh. I don't want to rent house, but I just want how much price.
Ah, okay.
And then they tell me real price. Ah, they have a two price, I understand.
Ah.
Like outside people,
yeah.
Shangri-La people, different price.
And you got the outside price?
No.
No, you're in now.
I lent a Shangri-La price.
Oh, so right? They accepted you.
So I got a very cheap price.
Yeah.
Mm.
So then you rented a house?
Yeah, I lent a house like 16 years.
Okay.
16 years. But it was a mistake. Because this house, like 6 years ago, like 1 million yuan.
If buy
this house, yeah. 1 million yuan.
Yeah.
But now only 6 years.
Yeah.
But now 3.5 million yuan.
Wow.
Mm.
Prices are just going up like crazy in China.
Not smart. Yeah. I didn't buy. So no.
Oh, problem. And you didn't own it, so it You didn't get all that gain.
But it's okay because we are happy. I can meet a lot of people in my hostel, like around the world people, and then.
Yeah, how did you open the hostel?
I'm like my career, like for game, like a designer, industrial design, and then.
Yeah.
So, I couldn't get a job in Shangri-La.
Ah, okay. Because of your background was design and just no jobs?
Yeah, and then, so before I really loved backpack traveling, so
yeah.
I want to open a hostel business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this traditional house. It's made, built from 40 years old.
Mm.
It's a very beautiful house.
It is, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. And then...
So you bought this place?
Land?
You just started renting.
Yeah. 16 years.
Yeah. Oh, this place was is the one you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then
that makes sense.
I paid everything 16 years renting fee.
Ah,
I already paid.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I opened hostel. And then first year, I don't know how can good business. I don't know.
Yeah.
So first year, I only get 10,000 yuan.
Okay.
Mm,
not much.
Yeah, it's 1 year.
Yeah.
Because I tried the cheapest. It's a big problem.
Oh, you charge the cheapest for the
room. The cheapest, yeah. And then guest like, yeah? But I can't get the money.
Yeah,
and then
right.
But winter time, I got a chance for business. Because winter time, I don't know how much freezing in Shangri-La.
Yeah,
but someone booked like online, and then, but suddenly my water pipe and even shower or boom.
Yeah, freezing.
Freezing and then broken or boom, boom, boom. And so I don't have a water.
Okay.
So I write down email.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't have a water.
Yeah.
So I can bring water from outside.
Yeah.
So you can wash up, like,
yeah,
and then but you can't take a shower, and then, but if you don't want to stay in my hostel, please come. Okay. I give back your deposit, and then I introduce another hostel.
There,
of course, they have a water.
Okay,
and then they reply me. Oh, I really like honest your email.
Yeah,
and then we don't want to take a shower in Shangri-La winter time, so.
So no problem.
Yeah, and then they come.
Huh.
And then they sit under the stove and then keep warm and then we enjoy talking, but toilet problem.
Yeah.
No water.
Right, that's an issue.
Yeah.
No shower is, you can do that.
Yeah.
No toilet.
No toilet, big problem.
Not possible, yeah.
And then one guy say, hey, Jun, you have a big bucket?
Oh, no.
Why? So... No, outside they have a lot of snow.
Yeah.
So we can make water from snow.
And
then all people go and then find the snow and then we make water, really.
Hmm.
And then this water used for toilet. and then they say, yes, this is Shangri-La.
Yeah.
They are really enjoy.
Okay.
I don't have all water. Yeah?
Yeah.
But they give me 100% reviews.
Huh. Online.
Online, yeah.
So you've got a great reputation.
So, what is this? And then I'm thinking like, I think they have another service.
Yeah.
Like people, like foreigner guests come to Shangri-La, they want to really enjoy, but they don't know how can go there and then... And then they have a different budget, money, and then so I always recommend you go this place. You go, they really enjoyed.
Oh, that you're recommending even other hostels then?
Yeah, and then they really enjoy, and then they have good memory in Shangri-La, and then they go someplace, and then they say talk to friend or Shangri-La is a very good place.
Yeah,
and then more people come to Shangri-La.
Oh, it's so great how that works. We learned about your place just yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
We were hiking in Tiger Leaping Gorge.
Yeah.
And we were on our way to Shangri-La.
Yeah.
And we ran into a couple from Germany, I think, and who had stayed here.
Oh, yeah, they're a very good person, yeah.
Yeah, we only met them for 5 minutes, but they seemed really cool. They had, like, two little kids with them, and they're just hiking around.
They are also very special travelers because one child is only 10 years old.
Yeah, they're young.
But the riding bicycle.
Right, riding bikes in the winter.
I can't imagine, but he's a very good boy,
Yeah, and then they were hiking Tiger Leaping Gorge in the winter, too. And
they already been to, like, a more high place, like Wipong trekking in Mary Snow Mountain.
Oh, is that right?
This is a 10-year-old baby already been to 4,000 meters.
Wow.
I heard he running there.
Running?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's awesome. I mean, it's too bad we only met them for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But they said, oh, you're going to Shangri-La. You should come to Tavern 47. It's a really good place. The owner's very nice.
Oh, thank you.
They said they have a really nice cat. She's a playful cat.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's just how it spreads, word of mouth. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, we've stayed in a lot of different places around Yunnan province.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them are better than others. Sometimes the owners, I think the money gets to them, and they only think about the money. And you can tell it's just not as friendly then.
Yeah.
But this is like a really friendly place.
Oh, thank you.
Really open, and I mean, you're willing to talk to your guests all the time. And
you've got
a really cool place here.
Thank you very much. Yeah. But you know, I also sometimes I'm very boring in Shangri-La because I can't meet my family. And then, like, your parents, and then sometime. So I want to get some experience from my guest.
Okay.
So, where are you from? And then, you're from America, or you're from Canada, or England, and then which place? And then, and then sometime talking about their history, and then this is, like, I studying, do you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I get more common sense.
Yeah, you can learn so much.
Common sense, and then... I'm very curious guy.
Yeah.
So I already changed 16 jobs.
16 jobs.
Yeah, already changed.
Oh, in your life you had 16.
I still now I have 5 jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But busy is busy. No busy is not busy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, busy is good. Just not stressful though.
No stress.
Yeah.
5 jobs is no stress. It's just to spend time. Like, I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah, good.
Like, when I'm talking with guests, this is no waste time, do you know?
Oh, for sure.
I get experience more.
Yeah, I fully agree. I love meeting new people, and hostels are a great place to do that.
Yeah. And then, like, traveler is, like, more open mind.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So they try to traveling and then come to hostel and then... But I think first important language is smiling. Because we don't know each other before.
Yeah.
So, hi. Yeah, you make a smile and then hi. And then we start a relationship.
Yeah. It works for your wife.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's kind of the one universal thing everywhere in the world. Smiling works.
Oh, yeah.
No matter who it is.
This is most important.
Yeah.
I get married with a smiley.
Just from a smile?
Yes.
No words involved?
Yes.
Well, let's see. How long have we been going? 51 minutes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow. Long time, huh?
Long time. I like
it. It goes fast.
I like talking, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should wrap it up then. Thanks for coming on, June. It's been a really great discussion.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
I like talking.
Yes, I can tell. And anybody who wants to come to Tavern 47, I can definitely recommend it.
Yes, thank you very much. Welcome to Shangri-La.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. For more information, you can visit my website, 1000daysbetween.com. That's the number 1000daysbetween.com. From there, you can sign up to get updates from this podcast delivered directly to your inbox. Remember, the Around the World podcast is all about meeting ordinary people who have done extraordinary things. Thanks for listening.